The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
For as long as I can remember, we've had gas shortages. The 70s was when it really started hitting big, and that's when I started driving. And every few years, we have a reason for a temporary gas shortage. Could be a tanker problem somewhere around the world, or maybe even a gas pipeline bursting, or heaven forbid, a hurricane takes out some refinery. This week, of course, it was the Colonial Pipeline being sabotaged with ransomware attacks. The software that pushes their gas through the pipelines was hacked by Russian hackers, and well, that's causing a gas crisis. In the old days, they used to just put a bag over the pump and say, out of gas, or put up a sign out front. Of course, I needed gas this week. I was down to about a gallon and a half left in my tank, so had to get some gas whether I wanted to or not. And of course, that meant going from station to station, pump to pump, looking for gas. I did find some, 40 cents higher than what it was last week. This is probably the third or fourth time in my 15 years here in Nashville that I've run into a gas crisis. It's only temporary, but the prices, they won't be temporary. It's all a game, isn't it?